I am Andy Budnick. I am known as the King of the City. I am a comic artist here from Grand Rapids, and I am close personal friends, and maybe the original close personal friend of Court of Nerds.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Court of Nerds. Unlike the embassy in West Olive, we are open for business. We're the podcast brought to you by Grand Rapids Comic Con, October 20th through the 22nd at the DeVos. I'm Drew.
I'm Stacy.
I'm John.
We took a little bit of a summer hiatus. We're going to try and be a little bit more consistent from here on out.
We're busy, man.
We're busy, man. You know, if y'all want some insight into my personal life, a lot of changes have been going on. Just trying to keep up with it, man. Work stuff, personal stuff, and the court crew has been kind enough. Big shout out to Mr. Sledge and his neighborhood.
Heck yeah.
For shouldering the load and carrying the weight while the rest of us are kind of slacking a little bit. So much love to you, Sledgy Poo. Can't wait to see you for Comic-Con. This week, we want to hit on a variety of topics. We've all seen Baby Driver, and we want to gush about how it could steal the title of summer's best movie. Spider-Man comes out this week. We've got tickets. How about you? Plus, a little bit of the news. So, to start things off, I'm going to bring you a little bit of the news. As Stacy said before we got started today, hey, isn't there something in the news about that Tony Stark fella? Why, Stacy, you're correct.
That Tony Stark fella, a.k.a. Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yes.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
I was up incredibly late last night smoking cigars and drinking, so I feel like I get a day of reprieve, please.
I'll give you a few hours. But Robert Downey Jr. says he won't stick around to see the fall of Iron Man. The quote in the New York Daily News says, it's this cyclical thing. I could have said when the first Avengers came out, it's never going to get any better. Everybody stop. But to me, it's always about people and opportunities like the Russos, who I adore. Everyone says to me, it's like a glove that fits so well. He's talking, of course, about his role as Iron Man. He says, I never want to blow it for the last 6 or 7 Marvel movies I have done by dropping the ball because I decided to do it one more time. I just want to hang up my jersey before it's embarrassing. Personally, to me, he's referencing Michael Jordan. You know, John, you may remember this a little bit better than Stacy because I know you're not a big basketball fan.
Oh, I remember he left, went and played some baseball.
Right, but when he came back, he came back a third time and played for the Washington Wizards and bricked a dunk in an All-Star game.
Ooh.
No one plays defense in an All-Star game. It was Michael Jordan alone in the open court. What's he going to thrill us with? Bricked a dunk.
Ooh.
So I don't think Robert Downey Jr. wants to brick a dunk. John, would you agree that's what this statement is? It's not about the Marvel movies becoming embarrassing. It's about his role as Iron Man no longer fitting.
Well, I think it's basically going to be once Avengers Infinity 4, whatever the hell it's called, comes out, everyone's going to be dead or close to dying. Like, they're going to kill everybody off, and then Spider-Man's going to take over, and there starts Phase 3. So maybe he's just like, well, it's going to be done anyway, so might as well say I'm going to stop before it's embarrassing because they're killing us all off anyway.
Right. I mean, you've got all the rumors that Chris Evans wants out as well. That he wants to be directing.
Does he want out? Or is it just, I'm done?
I think he's done playing Captain America.
I don't want to be Captain America anymore. He loves that role. He uses it to go see kids in the hospital. Robert do like little fun stuff. Him and Thor do fun stuff. They use it to their advantage 100%. I don't think he wants out as Captain America. I just think it's maybe time for him as Captain America to be done.
Well, what if at the end of Infinity War, you know, maybe the original three, Thor, Cap, and Iron Man, have to make some sort of sacrifice to save the universe?
I feel like there was an article that I read, I want to say within the last week or so, where they ranked who is most likely to die of all of them.
They've been doing that for years.
Well, I believe that Captain America and Iron Man were at the top of that list.
As well, they should.
Like, they were tied.
Yeah, they John's right, they should be. These two guys are making $1 billion.
This is guaranteed. Spider-Man will not die because
Spider-Man
Homecoming 2 takes place like weeks or days after Avengers 4.
Right. I think we're going to see a new Avengers, and I think that's how they'll end up tying the Netflix universe into the cinematic universe, where you'll have Luke Cage be the new leader of the Avengers. or you'll have Spider-Man leading it and saying, yeah, I know some guys in New York, bringing them in along with Doctor Strange and, of course, Brie Larson's Captain Marvel, who we have yet to see.
I'm super excited for that.
As am I.
And there still is Black Panther, whether he stays in Wakanda or comes over here, either not, you know.
Right, that's true. And in a lot of Black Panther storylines, he leaves Wakanda and leaves his sister in charge. And we know his sister has already been cast in this Black Panther universe.
Lots of stories to tell. Lots of directions they could go.
Speaking of lots of stories to tell, The Flash is racing into its fourth season. Production started this week. The cast has been tweeting it out all week long. Episode 401, borrowing from the pages of the comic books, The Flash Reborn. So maybe we see some borrowing from Josh Williamson's epically popular Flash Rebirth title, which our own Flash expert Ben Raven has been in love with.
Well, that's good news, because Flash was a little rocky this season.
Season 3 was a bit muddled.
It was a little rough.
You and our youngest member of the court, Isaac, agree on that fact. Isaac was not overly fond of it.
He's got good taste.
I only got to episode 9.
And you just couldn't get through it?
Well, I did the, went to Arrow real quick and then tried to get all the crossovers. Other ones in, and I'm like, I don't know where to go. And so I just stopped.
You kind of have to watch all of them.
I was waiting on all of them to get like caught up, because I really want to see the Supergirl musical crossover. Was it disappointing? Stacey, don't tell me it was disappointing.
I honestly don't remember it.
It was unmemorable.
The thing that I have a problem with Arrow and DC Legends, and you've got Supergirl and Flash, the problem I have with it is that they like blackball you into watching all of them all the time just so you can keep up with all the plot.
Right.
So on occasion, when you're watching four shows like that weekly and you have to do it in a specific order, especially when the crossovers come, it can become a bit arduous. So, don't always pay attention. It's kind of background noise on occasion. I feel like a terrible nerd saying that, but it's a lot. It's a lot of TV to try and keep up on.
No, it's a lot. There's a lot going on, and it's becoming difficult. You kind of have to choose what, you know, much like with our weekly pull lists at the comic shop, you eventually have to choose what you have time for, especially, you know, as adults, which is extra frustrating because no one wants to be an adult.
It's which I heard that Supergirl is renewed, but I don't know about...
All of the DC shows have been...
All of them, even Legends?
Even Legends.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
All of the DC shows were renewed mid-season. And they also have announced, by the way, for Supernatural fans, Emily, this will be the last season of Supernatural.
What is it, season 37?
Like 18.
Jesus!
Like something ridiculous like that, 18, 14, something crazy pants.
I heard somebody
How
was like,
How old are those
God.
Guys?
Yeah.
Gee, I can't believe it's been on that long.
Like, not that it's a terrible show, but like, move the F on.
Are those guys like 60 years old? My geez, yeah, come on!
They are not young and hot anymore. Star Wars The Last Jedi, rumored to be bringing a behind-the-scenes reel to the D23 Expo. John, does that get you all tingly in your pants?
Well, I know they're skipping Comic-Con. Han Solo and Star Wars were both skipping Comic-Con.
Well, Han Solo's still being shot, so that makes sense.
Well, I mean, they still can throw something out there.
With a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Did we even talk about that? Because we've been gone.
I don't
gone.
Think we have.
We can discuss that real quick. For those that are not in the know, or those that aren't nearly as obsessive compulsive as we are, Han Solo, A Star Wars Story, got a new director. The original directing team of Chris Lord and Phil Miller is out after creative differences with the studio, particularly failing to use a script written by original Star Wars scribe. John, pronounce the man's name right for me.
It's like Lawrence Kasdan.
Yeah. They were deviating from the script. They had the actors doing comedy improv, and it was not the movie that Star Wars boss Kathleen Kennedy thought she was paying for. Ron Howard taking over.
Ooh,
John, yeah. You're the resident Star Wars nut job. What do you think?
Well, rumor has it that back in good old 1999 that George Lucas wanted Ron Howard to actually direct The Phantom Menace before he decided to ruin the prequels himself.
Right.
So, It might be like an homage for Ron to be like, yeah, I'm going to help fix this for my good old pal buddy old George over there. But I don't know. I mean, Ron Howard's a great director, and I think he'll bring a little bit more seriousness to this movie, because I heard people were getting like angry. Even the actors were getting angry. Alden was like, this is not what this was supposed to be. They're making this a comedy. And yeah, they did the Lego movie. They did a couple other, I think 21 Jump Street. So yeah, they're used to comedies, but this probably shouldn't be a comedy. It didn't seem like it was going to be a comedy. So yeah, and Kathy, I mean, she fired him. Let's be honest. It wasn't creative differences.
Right.
She said, you're done.
Everyone is spinning this as much as they possibly can to make both sides look good. I mean, Lord and Miller have a bunch of other projects coming out that they don't want shade thrown at.
Right.
And Kathleen Kennedy doesn't want to look like, you know, the Darth Sidious of this new universe.
But she is. She is the emperor of Lucasfilm. What she wants will happen. Whether she has to fire directors, move movies back, and whatever has to be done to get what she wants out. Because she is El Capitan now.
I mean, that's kind of good, though.
I think it's good. I don't think it's a stronghold on the universe, but they clearly have a plan to what they want to do, and they don't want to compete with themselves, and that's why certain movies have been pushed. Like, they pushed back The Last Jedi. It was supposed to come out May this year.
Yep.
They pushed it back, and now they have a lot of time. I believe Avatar is coming out in... or something's coming out in
2019?
Yeah, that episode 9 was going to come out on, but they pushed episode 9 forward to May. And then it's not going to come out in December anymore because they don't want to compete with themselves. It's all tactics. It's all smart. She knows exactly what she's doing. And getting Ron Howard, getting a name like that to finish the Han Solo movie is going to be great. And they might not even, I heard they might not even put his name in the credits. They're still going to credit
Lord Miller.
Right. How far into shooting are they?
They were weeks and weeks into shooting. Like,
okay, so halfway through?
If they're showing Kathleen Kennedy dailies, they're getting close to a wrap, if I'm incorrect. I mean,
the movie comes out next year, May.
Yeah.
Well, if anybody could rescue something that's that far along and still make it seem cohesive, I feel like Ron Howard is the man for the job.
Ron Howard could be the dude. I wouldn't disagree with that. And again, this cast is excellent. I mean, this is a cast that we were all really excited about as they've been announcing it, particularly Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian.
Yes!
We all freaked out the day that news was announced, so I'm still excited for this movie. I don't know about you guys, but I'm very, very excited for this movie.
I mean, they did it with Rogue One. They brought in a guy, they changed the direction of the movie was going, they kind of left it on the download, they let Gareth still do his thing. And it turned out that it made $500 million in the U.S. So, it's not all bad. It's not all bad.
They just don't want another Phantom Menace.
No one wants another Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace made over $400 million, too, though.
Yeah, but that was a shit. Just because it made a ton of money doesn't mean it was a good film.
Yeah, but if you ask Disney.
Yeah, I was going to say. It doesn't matter to Disney. Yeah.
Fair.
Oh, two more? Okay.
Yeah, let's just make more of those. Okay, great, guys. Just crank them out. Speaking of great movies that we hope they make more of, we all had the pleasure of seeing Baby Driver.
Yes.
I want to get into this. I want to talk about this because this is a movie that I've been excited about for months. Edgar Wright is a guy who I've loved his career. I've loved everything he's done. I was so excited when Marvel was going to put him on Ant-Man. And then again, creative differences because Marvel doesn't make comedies. Even though Ant-Man ended up being a very funny movie because they borrowed a lot from Edgar Wright's script.
So they still used a bunch of his stuff.
Right.
And they still credited him, too.
I would love to have seen his vision for that film, though. I would love to have seen that. But instead, we got to see the spectacular, the phenomenal, the exciting Baby Driver. What were you guys' expectations going into this?
Tons of action driven by a romance plot.
John?
I mean, pretty much. I really didn't know anything about it until you sent me the trailer. And I was like, oh, it's got a Subaru in it. I'll go see it.
I hate you so much.
I know. That's why I did that.
First thing he said, he's sitting right next to me. He goes, that's a Subaru. I'm like, for real, man?
And it was packed in there, too. Like,
it was pretty full. I was surprised.
If you guys didn't know, John drives a Subaru.
I do. It's black.
ladies. It was a packed theater, and we were there on a random Thursday night. I mean, sure, it was a few days after the movie had come out, but still, packed theater, 7:15 on a Thursday.
It was not packed, however, when we went to go buy our tickets.
Yeah.
We didn't get there, but what, 30 minutes before the show? And it was, I mean, the seating was pretty well open. I think maybe there were like 10 or 15 seats that were claimed, but it was pretty packed by the time that the movie started. So it's not like people thought about it ahead of time. They just showed up to buy tickets.
Well, what movie comes out on a Tuesday anyway? Like, also for true. Real.
Also true. But this movie is just kick ass.
John Hamm
was awesome.
John Hamm is spectacular in a role you don't expect from him.
Bernthal always being Bernthal.
Bernthal, well, how's this? To warn people who are excited to see John Bernthal in this movie, his role is brief. His role is, if John Bernthal is the only reason you're going to this movie, still go to this movie.
Yeah.
But,
but don't be disappointed.
Prepared. Yeah, be prepared. If Ansel Elgort is not a star after this film, I will be shocked.
Okay. So I will admit, I've never heard of him before. So, you know, I get on the Googles and
I type
in his name. Guess what pops up?
What's that?
Fucking music video. And I'm like, I'm sorry, who is this guy? And I watched it and I choked back chuckles because it's pretty terrible, the music video. But I was like, this dude is, he's a singer.
Yeah.
And I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's why he lip syncs really well.
Yep.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So Elgort's our lead character, the titular baby, and is just oozing with charisma and style. And by the end of the movie, you just want to be this guy.
And he doesn't even have to say anything.
No. He is, I mean, this is a James Dean-esque role. You know, this is a career maker. This is pounds of style and miles of cool.
We have the same sunglasses.
You guys have the same sunglasses, and you both drive Subarus. You're basically him.
I'm basically him. Can I have my sunglasses, please? No. Put them on.
No. Jamie Foxx is great in this movie. Kevin Spacey is great in this movie.
God, I hate Jamie Foxx in this movie. I'm sorry. I don't.
Really?
I just don't like Jamie Foxx as a thug because you're freaking Ray Charles. It doesn't. I don't like him as a thug. It bugs me. You're not a thug. It's like, I don't know.
But he does good at being like an arrogant prick. You have to admit.
I guess, okay, yeah, sure, he's a great arrogant prick, but I don't know. I didn't like Jamie Foxx in that role.
Oh, man.
I thought he was great.
Yeah, I thought he did really well with the part.
I thought he played that perfectly.
I thought Lily James may have been the surprise star of this movie as Deborah. I thought she was wonderful. Just everything you want. She played innocent so very, very well.
I found her annoying at times.
I mean, you would hate innocence, wouldn't you?
Ouch. Silence.
Your silence speaks volumes. The soundtrack for this movie kicks all sorts of ass.
It's awesome.
If you guys are debating what to see, if you're not seeing Spider-Man this weekend, if you're trying to avoid opening weekend crowds, please go see Baby Driver so that Edgar Wright makes a pile of money and can continue to make exciting original works of film.
It did pretty well at the box office, surprisingly.
Good. Good to know.
Good yeah. to it's, it know. Is number two. It beat out Transformers, $21 million.
Yeah, because Transformers is a piece of shit movie, and this is a good movie.
I mean, Despicable Me 3 made $72
Well, million, as it should. It's a powerhouse.
It's a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah. It deserves that. It's earned that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure if it's a good movie or not, but, you know, it's got that name value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was telling people the day Baby Driver came out, like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm so excited to see this movie. And they looked at me like, what fucking movie? What are you talking
about? Yeah, exactly.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
And it still, it made a lot of money. So.
Good. Make more money. Make all the money.
I thank Facebook for letting me know about it. Apparently.
The movie that we can guarantee is going to make all the money, by the way.
What?
Spider-Man Homecoming.
You know, I looked at the seats for the 10 p.m. show on Thursday that we're going to be going to.
Yeah.
And there's still open. Like, there's only like 15 seats taken.
Wow. That's surprising.
So go buy your IMAX seats if you want to go see Spider-Man.
At Celebration Cinema North with us Thursday night.
Are we doing that in 3D?
Yeah. Don't ask questions on the podcast.
No, it's okay. We can fix it in post.
Are we, though?
No, we never fix it in post. That's the joke. Thanks, John.
Ruining everything.
For breaking the fourth wall.
Rick and Morty comes back July 30th.
Yes!
Also, Rick and Morty comes back July 30th.
Ooh-wee!
You little poopy pants. Everyone's really excited for Dan Harmon's return. I mean, this cartoon is a juggernaut, man. The Rickmobile is touring the countryside this summer. I mean, have you guys remembered the last time a cartoon took over, like, the collective American consciousness like this?
I think Family Guy did the first season, didn't
they? Family Guy.
That's been, what, 20 years ago?
I would say Aqua Teen Hunger Force for a little bit. Had that little, like, flash.
See, I missed that boat.
That's fine. And it was really only the first season or two that were great of Aqua Teen.
Archer
is, to a certain extent, has done that. Again, maybe the first couple of seasons, but no one's really been able to sustain it. Like,
no, I mean,
at this
Adventure
level,
Brothers, that was one, but it didn't last very long.
Yeah. The fervor of Rick and Morty fans, like the clamoring for more, you know, the fact that McDonald's felt the need to address Rick and Morty.
Yes. Yeah. Szechuan sauce.
I need a sauce, Morty.
9 seasons.
It's my character.
Series arc.
Oh. Again, this is just a phenomenal show. If you guys aren't watching Rick and Morty, you should be. You absolutely should be. This is sci-fi with heart and pounds of crazy.
It's very intelligent humor.
John, will you stop watching The Prophet and do the podcast? Do I have to turn the TV off? Mm. You are enamored by The Prophet on, what is this, CNBC?
Yeah.
Who was watching CNBC in here?
They're talking about cheeseburgers.
Why are they talking about cheeseburgers? Anyway.
Oh, let's go get a cheeseburger.
Okay, we're going to go get cheeseburgers.
Don't ask questions on the podcast.
That wasn't a
John.
Question. That was a statement.
We're going to go get cheeseburgers. Clearly, we're still on summer hiatus to a certain extent.
I may be hungover. I'm not going to lie.
Stacy might still be drunk, and we let her drive. Oh, that being said, we are the podcast, unfortunately for them, brought to you by Grand Rapids Comic Con. I promise Stacey will sober up by then. October 20th through the 22nd at the DeVos. Join us out there. We'll be moderating panels. And for the first time ever, every member of the Court of Nerds will be in one place at one time. We are working on something very special. I will say it is in collaboration with local artist Rob O'Neill to have for you guys at Comic-Con. So, you know, to kind of reward you for suffering through this with us. That being said, I'm Drew.
I'm Stacey.
I'm John.
We are the Court of Nerds. Let's go get cheeseburgers.
Hey guys, I'm West Coast Avenger Greg. You can like us on Facebook, The Court of Nerds. Follow us on the Twitters at @court_of_nerds. And see what's got our panties in a twist about infamous Iron Man or why Sledge seems to have this hard-on for masochism and Brian Michael Bendis bombs. Also, check out the list for list's sake on which Warhammer 40K character your favorite nerds are. And it's all online at thecourtofnerds.com.